Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Hello, you gigantic little shapes. I'm Andy.
And I'm Carrie.
And you're listening to
Ask the Clever Grown-Ups.
It's the show where kids ask us the questions they want answered.
And we answer the questions that the kids ask.
And then we all sing, Let's Throw Uncle Tommy's Trousers at a Gate.
We don't.
What?
We don't all sing, Let's Throw Uncle Tommy's Trousers at a Gate.
Well, maybe we should.
No, we shouldn't. We should talk to kids and answer their questions.
Yeah, and then sing, Let's Throw Uncle Tommy's Trousers at a Gate. No, it's perfect.
No, honestly, no, it isn't. It's needless. Now, this week, we met up with Ivor and Cariad, who we spoke to a few episodes back, and they had all sorts of questions. They wanted to know how we turn sausages into energy. What does nothing look like? Why have I never been eaten by a polar bear, but other people have? Why?
Hold on, I've got a question too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Go on then.
What I was wondering was, why won't you let me sing, Let's Throw Uncle Tommy's Trousers at a Gate?
You're an idiot. Roll the tape, whatever that means.
Question one.
How do we turn sausages into energy?
Wow. Okay. We get a bunch of sausages.
Maybe a string.
A string of sausages.
A string of sausages.
We get a string of sausages and we put them into the thing in the car. And then you light a match and throw it in after the sausages.
This is true.
Quickly run to the front of the car. Open the door, jump behind the wheel, off you go.
Boom. You Science. Can probably get to Scotland.
Science.
And how do humans turn it into energy?
Okay, humans, take the sausages with their hands, open up the thing in the car, throw the sausages into the car, throw a match in, and then with their human legs, they run to the front of the car, open the door, run in, slam the door,
boom.
Turn the wheel, boom, off they go.
Off to Scotland.
You got any other ideas, Carrie?
No, I think that's it.
Oh, no, I'd like to hear about the biological processes of eating sausages.
Why don't we do an experiment for eating sausages?
Yeah, okay. I'd be totally up for that, but we haven't got any sausages.
We have 8,000 sausages here in the studio.
So the human biological process is that a car runs up to a human, chucks a string of sausages in it, then runs up to the front door of the human, jumps in, and boom, off to Scotland.
How do you think humans turn?
Why do they like going to Scotland?
Have you ever been to Scotland?
Because that's the home of
the
sausage.
It's amazing, and it's the home of the sausage. It's where they live in the wild.
Why not Australia?
Well, because...
Well,
oh, I tell you why.
How why not Australia?
Yeah, hold on.
There's because of evolution. So creatures have evolved differently. So where in Australia they've got kangaroos, in Scotland they've got sausages. So what sausages want to do is get to Scotland to be with their own kind in the wild.
Technically that's good if there are kangaroos, because the kangaroos carry the sausages.
They have got a sausage pouch.
I have an interesting fact about kangaroos.
Tell us an interesting fact about kangaroos, please.
Oh, yes, please.
Kangaroos, when they give birth to their babies, they're probably about the size of a jelly bean. And they
They
stay in the pouch for about a year. But if there's like a drought in Australia and they can't get enough water so that they can't produce the milk for the baby, they can actually stop the process of the baby, and then when the drought stops and they get water, that process can start again. The mother
Are you saying they like can pause pregnancy?
They've already given birth,
they can just pause the animal.
But if the mother has an older joey that's come out of the pouch and then they've got the baby, they can actually produce two types of milk for the different ages.
Like normal milk and chocolate milk for the greedy one.
Cool. cool. So they can like go, whoa, there. And
yeah, but in an Australian accent, Carrie.
Whoa there, mate. Mate.
No.
Slow down.
Stop with the Australian
slow
accent.
Slow down, mate.
Please.
Mate.
You're kidding
hey. Me. Is that what they do?
I never want to be a kangaroo.
Kind of. You never want to be a kangaroo?
Well, right? You, my friend, are in luck.
Yes, you never will be a kangaroo. Or will you? No.
Question two.
Who came up with the idea of homework and how did they die?
Ah, this is a very good question. So it was about 1348 and it was Count Leopold von Homework, who was an Austrian count who hated children. Really, really hated children and thought they spend 6 hours or more a day at school, but it's not enough because they then come home and they talk and we can't have that. So Leopold von Homework in 13, what I said, decided I'm going to give them more to do when they get home so that they just shut up. Because he was a horrible, horrible man.
Yeah.
And what happened was that he...
Everything happened.
And he gave the children so much homework.
So much.
And he had so much marking to do.
So much.
That he drowned...
So drowned.
In his own shame.
Own shame.
So much shame.
So much shame.
Yeah,
I don't fit in the Australian accent for this one, though.
See, you say that, and then I have to, mate. Ah, oh, see, I'd forgotten about the Australian accent.
Do you want me to leave?
Maybe a little. No. There is a statue of Count Leopold von Homework.
Great.
In his hometown of...
Of home.
Of town. Home. His hometown of Wirkenschmerkenborgen.
Which translates as hometown.
Homework town.
But it is...
Sorry, it translates as homework town. Thank you, Ivor.
It is often defaced by children writing the answers to their homework on it and then dragging it to school, dumping it on their teachers' desks and saying, there you go, you're happy now.
And also, by the way, the kids always write the wrong answers on purpose.
Always the wrong answers
on the statue, just as a protest against Count Leopold von Homework. And by the way, completely true historical figure, look him up on Google, kids. Count Leopold von Homework.
Don't look him up on Wikipedia for the next half hour or so because we've got some typing to do.
Yeah, we have.
Question three.
Why a farm? So funny.
Ah, brilliant. Oh, that's such a good question. Why are farts so funny?
Do you want an example?
No. Can you produce farts at will?
I used to.
Poor
really?
Will.
You're my hero.
Oh, do you want me to burp?
Yeah, I want you to burp.
Mm.
Wait.
I can burp the alphabet.
In one burp?
No, in 26 burps. Can you burp for us on command, Ivor? Pretty good. That's good. Do you want to hear the alphabet burp?
Yes.
Really?
Absolutely, I want the alphabet in burps. Might be the greatest thing I've ever heard.
Thank you very much. I used to do that when I was about 8 to impress the other people at the school.
I've never been able to burp on command.
The teachers, I mean.
They loved it.
They enjoyed it.
Halfway through a lesson.
Thoroughly. Yeah.
Me and my friend used to have burping competitions.
Did you? What sort of burping competitions?
So longest burp, shortest burp, smallest, loudest.
Shortest burp?
Shortest you just burp go like this. Amazing.
Can you give us an example of a short burp? Okay, and a long burp? And now like a burp as if you were a jellyfish? Okay.
What about an Australian burp?
An Australian burp. He just... Okay. What about... How about this, right? A burp in space.
That's really good. Carriad, can you burp on command?
I can give it a go.
Yeah, go on. Go on.
Oh, my
wow!
God! Are you serious? What that... What... What
that just that? Shot me across the room.
You seem like such a nice person.
I nearly flew that, out of the door.
That, no one was expecting
that. Was extraordinary.
It was horrible.
How about that?
Well, yeah. After Carrie had some monster Godzilla of a bar, it doesn't seem all that to be off.
Hey,
to
that
be,
was
That's like when people are a little bit, you know, shy and say, oh, no, I couldn't possibly sing.
Yeah, I can't dance.
And then... Bust out.
What?
Whoa!
You've done it again?
Yeah.
You can sing as well. You can burp and sing. You're the whole package.
Can you do the same? Do them both at the same time?
No.
Oh, I can make a
no,
noise.
No, I'll burp, you can...
What an act, Carrie.
Oh, we're gonna make millions.
Yeah. I can do a noise that's like two noises at once. Do you want to hear? And it's got nothing to do with my bum.
It is, isn't it?
No, it's not.
Okay.
No, I can't do it now. You can't do it at all. Hold on. I've got too much of your mum's delicious cake in my mouth. Hold on.
Awesome.
That's pretty good, right? Where were we? Well, every time you ask the questions, I forget. I get lost.
Okay.
It was farts. So we went on to a big burping thing.
Yeah, that's right.
What farts are funny because...
Yes, why are they funny?
You're not supposed to do it.
It's
entirely to do with...
The average human is supposed to fart 14 times a day.
It's extraordinary, isn't it? So we're not supposed to do it, but we can't... But of course we do. We're entirely supposed to do it biologically, but culturally, we're not supposed to do it. But you have to. So it's one of those brilliant things that you're not allowed, but you can't help it. And you're going to do it, and it's coming, and there it is. And
have you ever done that thing when you're at a school and, like, you do a fart in the class, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Has that happened?
No.
Because you're going to be like...
But I know.
When you're farting.
But has it happened to you?
No.
You've never farted accidentally in a lesson?
No.
Wow.
I farted on the toilet in school, but never in a lesson.
Yeah, that's just normal.
That is normal, yeah.
I farted in assembly once.
What happened?
It echoed.
Yeah. It was the shot heard around the world.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Everyone knows where they were.
Okay, here's my question then. I'll slightly rephrase it. Have you ever accidentally farted in a lift or something?
Yeah, I've laughed way too much, and then 10 minutes later when I'm walking down the hallway, fart, 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 every step.
So like,
every step, I love that. I love that. Walking the dog, when the dog farts on every step. Very importantly, when someone farts in front of you, do you do the bit for donkey's bit from Shrek?
What does donkey do in Shrek?
So they're walking up the mountain and Shrek farts and donkey's standing behind and goes, "Hey, you gotta warn somebody when you crack one off like that. I have my mouth open and everything." You've got to shout, you've got to do that next time.
I'm gonna have to say that constantly.
Yeah, yeah. It's gotta be done.
I think sometimes you just really have to fart, right? I've always had the theory that if you've really got to fart and say it's like a really crowded train carriage or something, right? If you tell yourself, please don't smell, please don't smell, please don't smell, the fart doesn't smell.
Oh, I find the reverse.
I've got more compliant farts.
That's similar to something that someone taught me in my primary school.
Oh yes, it sounds philosophical.
So what, a teacher?
No, okay. A student. I was sat next to, and it was English. And it wasn't like the teacher told you to be silent, just everyone was silent. I think it was something like, if you whisper, everyone talk, or something along those lines, then everyone would talk. And mm-hmm. So we tried it, and everyone talked.
Are you a witch?
No. It wasn't just me. It was the person next to me as well.
Did you go to Hogwarts?
I sometimes think that if I'm in a really crowded restaurant where everyone's being too loud, if I pretend there's a volume dial on my hand, turn it down, it gets a bit quieter.
It's probably the superstition in your head, isn't it, though?
Ooh.
But when you did this sort of thing at school, that was magic.
No, I don't know, because it was actually silent and then people started talking.
See, that's magic. That's how I feel about the volume control on my hand.
But did everyone actually go silent?
No. I have never turned a full restaurant down to silent, no.
So exactly. You might have been turning the volume down in your own ears rather than in the restaurant.
Right,
exactly.
Maybe.
Whereas
so
you, Cariad, are a witch.
Have you been sleepwalking out of the restaurant and you hear not much noise? Because you're out of the restaurant.
Also a good theory. Mm.
Well, you're turning the volume down as you're leaving the loud place.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Or if you go to walking into a field.
Different country, you can hardly hear that restaurant anymore. That's true. That's okay. True. Well, that was a question about farts.
Farts
are funny.
You find farts funny, right?
Yes, I find farts hilarious.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Either.
Farts funny or not funny?
Depends who they're from, though.
Depends.
Oh, what does it depend on?
The time and where it is.
When are they not funny?
If it's like an accident or something, or when they're like scared and they fart, then that can be funny.
But when they're just planned farts months in advance, not funny at all?
No, when they're already in your diary.
It's horrid.
Did you know? The 1948 Wimbledon Men's Singles Championship was won by a wolf called Popcorn Johnson driving a car full of salad.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
Did you know?
France is the only country in the world that begins with the letter T.
Question 4.
Does nothing look like?
Oh, amazing.
I think I can answer this.
Oh. I want to say your dad, but I can only say that because he's a friend of mine.
Don't say this one.
What does nothing look like?
Everything. I can answer that.
When you're asleep, do you feel that that's nothing? I know you dream when you're asleep, so there are pictures.
I've started to wonder if when we're asleep, we're just in another world and we're just not conscious of it. So it's not nothing.
I don't know, mate.
That there's, I've got a whole nother life when this bit of me is unconscious, but there's another bit of me that's wide awake and having their life that might be the same, might be totally different, but I think that'd be cool.
What a weirdo.
You know, Carriad, sometimes when she's sleeping,
I live there with Anthony Plum.
She has like her eyes half open. She sleeps like
no,
this.
I sleep with one eye open.
Why? Do you? What are you looking? Is it because you've got a younger brother and you don't trust him?
Every half an hour they swap.
Seriously? Is that like in the army when someone's got to keep watch, but they take it in turns so that everyone gets a bit of rest?
I don't notice that.
What, do you mean it's like the TikTok?
That's amazing.
It's true. But hold on, how do you know you sleep like that?
Because my friends have told me, some family members have told me, and it's been filmed.
It's been filmed?
Who filmed it?
One of my friends. Have they also bus trip that we were going to Wales.
Sorry, have they also filmed you burping and singing? Because like, you've got so many weird talents.
We need to put this out on a DVD.
You said when you asked this question that you know what nothing looks like.
I have an idea of how I can describe it.
I'd like to know.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So when you have like a completely transparent glass, it's not coloured or anything. If you imagine that, but with nothing behind it, so no objects or colours behind it, that was what I would depict as nothing.
Could you not see the glass?
No Doritos.
Are you
no
saying nothing?
No Doritos? What kind of a universe is that?
I know.
That sounds awful.
But, Carriad, can I come back to you for a moment? Are you saying that nothing is like a load of nothing with a glass in front of it?
No.
What about just saying, get rid of the glass, then you've got nothing.
But it's how I'm describing the transparent.
But what, can you not just take away the glass?
No, I was trying to describe...
I know, I'm trying to understand
transparent.
It.
So everything's just transparent.
Okay.
There's nothing anywhere around it.
It's like, okay, everything...
It's like if you were to
look, this is brilliant, I'm getting it. I'm totally getting it.
There's nothing behind it.
That's amazing. Can I ask me the question again about...
What does nothing look like?
Okay, imagine there's a glass and it's totally transparent, right? But there's nothing behind the glass and so you can just look through transparency into infinity.
That's a brilliant idea. No one's ever had that idea before. That's amazing, Andy Stanton. How did you think of that?
I just thought of I thought of it out of my brain because I know everything.
Mm, yeah.
I think it's a vast blackness with right far in the distance an eye looking back at you.
But that's not nothing, it's an eye.
And then the
exactly.
Eye switches over.
That's why it's spooky.
But is nothing in the dictionary?
No, loads of stuff's in the dictionary. Tons. Everything.
Yeah, of course.
Is the word nothing?
Yeah, the word nothing is in the dictionary.
In
but
the
when
dictionary.
when you look it up, it doesn't say like a weird transparent glass
word,
with.
So what is it?
In
because
the dictionary, what they should do is underneath the word nothing, how they should describe it is they should put nothing.
What about the word sausage though, right? Should they actually just staple a sausage onto the page? What? Should a dictionary should a dictionary just
be examples?
Yeah.
Be the world's squashiest
book. Yeah, yeah. Like, if you
where's
looked up,
a boat? If
you,
ooh, yes.
If you looked up tent, should there just be a massive tent that unfolds?
If you looked
you
up palace...
Then you get everything for free.
Yeah.
If you bought, like,
yeah, but the dictionary costs, what, 8 million billion pounds?
Yeah, but what about... What
worth
about
every penny,
it,
though. Sounds like
no.
It.
No.
Question 5.
Why are piggy banks called piggy banks, not doggy banks or froggy banks?
Because they look like pigs.
Yeah, next question.
Question 6.
Why have I never been eaten by a polar bear but other people have?
Have you ever been to where polar bears live?
I've been to a zoo.
Yeah, but in a zoo...
Let's try and chaff about... Oh, yeah, I've been to a zoo. Oh, what the heck?
Hold on. Are you, sorry.
I've been to a zoo. I've got £1 million.
Hold on. Are you saying your sister's showing off by saying she's been to a zoo?
Yes. That's what I'm
Have you
saying.
Not been to a zoo? Have you ever been to a zoo?
Yeah.
But you don't show off about it, right? When your sister, Cariad, said she's been to a zoo, my first thought wasn't, what a show off. It was like, oh, she's been to a zoo. Yeah?
And you weren't eaten by a polar bear at the zoo?
Did you see a polar bear at the zoo?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Did you see someone get eaten by a polar bear at that zoo?
No.
Because at a zoo, it's quite a controlled environment.
Were they wandering around chatting?
No.
So have you ever been to where polar bears
do wander around
wild?
And chat?
So that's probably why you haven't been eaten by a polar bear. Also, here's another question. How do you know you haven't been eaten by a polar bear?
Ooh.
Because otherwise, if I was imagining this, how would I be imagining it?
From the polar bear's stomach, as you're slowly digested
dead.
Over 1,000 years, like the Sarlacc pit?
Yeah, you'd be dreaming of the life you once had while you were slowly eaten up by the polar bear's digestive juices.
Bear
this
food.
Might, this moment, this moment might be the last remnant of your consciousness.
Polar bears do, they're actually predators of humans.
They're the only ones, aren't they?
Well, then I have a question.
They're technically the only predators of humans.
Are they?
They're the only. They're the only animal that look at a human and go, "Ooh, lunch."
Oh, hello, you're listening
Whereas
to QI.
Lions and tigers and
really
stuff
confusing.
Go, "What is that?"
Which is really confusing because polar bears, they live in cold places and therefore they need stuff with blubber so that they can, or fat, so that they can put that fat into them because that is one of the systems that they use, and we generally don't have that much
My
fat.
Friend Fat Owl has loads of blubber.
Do you think that now that there's this obesity crisis in the West,
polar bears
are going to turn up more?
Get ideas.
Yeah.
Take an easy jet.
Yeah.
To London or Birmingham.
Turn
up, just roam
New
the
York,
city streets going, hello.
Have a little wander around.
What have we got here then?
Do you think we're more attractive to polar bears now?
No.
Bigger people, bigger bear feasts.
Also, lots of people don't live there. Like, it's not a city or anything where loads of people are.
Yeah, but do you think the polar bears might come here?
By the way.
If they're peckish.
No.
Do you think that maybe it was a city once, but the polar bears have just eaten all the people?
It was once the greatest city of all, and they got a bit decadent and greedy, and there was an obesity crisis, and all the polar bears like moved there.
A bear city crisis, more like.
A bear city crisis.
People got fat, the polar bears got in, the polar
it was
bears got
a bear
fat,
city.
No more people.
My first thought was that you said the bigger people, the bigger bear feet.
When I said the bigger the people, the bigger the bear feast.
But they do keep most of their fat in their feet.
Yeah, so the more people
polar
they
bears.
Eat, the bigger bear feet. So, sure.
Which is why they don't fall over as much when they're very well fed.
Absolutely true. One last word from Anthony Plum. It's Anthony's 10th birthday today.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Anthony.
Yes.
Would everyone like to wish happy birthday to Anthony Plum?
Happy birthday, Anthony.
Yay.
Happy birthday, Plum.
Okay, now, Anthony, just to end the show off, have you got like a really great question? That
just
you'd
one
like to
little
ask
question
that's really driving you crazy, and you just need the answer to.
No, you sure?
Okay, well,
okay,
maybe
great.
We'll have Anthony on next week
next
again,
time.
And next time, and maybe he'll have come up with a question. He's a little shy.
He's a bit shy.
Anyway, thank you very much. Thank you very much to our special guests, Cariad and Ivor.
Well, there we are. That was absolutely...
Let's throw Uncle Tommy's trousers at a gate.
Okay. Terrific. You sung your song. Satisfied?
Not really, no.
So what's the moral of the story?
Be careful what you wish for.
Yeah, I'll do. Thanks for listening, everyone. And remember, if you need teaching about things and no one else can help...
If your mum and dad would rather send you to your room than bother to explain something that you want explaining...
If you feel like every time you try to ask someone something, they jump into an envelope and post themselves to Canada to get away from you...
Then you know what to do.
Ask the Clever Grown-Ups! Bye!
Great Big Owl.